All right. Now, Fabry looked at certain provisions of the proposed Senate Agriculture Committee approved farm bill. What specifically did you look at, and how does it break down for producers?
Well, we looked at three major sets of provisions. The first thing we looked at was the effect of getting rid of direct and countercyclical payments and the acre program. Second thing we looked at is creation of the new programs under the Farm Bill called the ARC program, the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program, and the Stacked Income Protection Plan for cotton. And the third thing we looked at is it was a cap on the Conservation Reserve Program. So that combination of things has very important effects on farm income, has some effects on crop production levels and crop prices.
All right, let's take them. Now, the big one for Midwest producers is the loss of the direct and countercyclical payments, although many of them said they were in favor of that. With the scenarios that you looked at, how is that going to affect their income and crop prices?
Well, farmers currently receive about $5 billion per year in direct payments, plus a smaller amount of payments under the acre program and the countercyclical payment program. So all told, about $5 to $6 billion per year in payments under those programs. So taking that away clearly is an effect on farm income, would be more important for producers of some crops than others. Rice producers, for example, receive an average of about $96 per acre of direct payments for every base acre that they have, whereas corn producers receive about $23 per base acre, and soybean producers about $11. Now, those numbers for corn and soybeans are relatively small compared to overall levels of income these days, at the kind of prices we've had. But anytime you take away those kinds of payments, it does mean you're going to have downward pressure on land values and lower farm incomes than we would have had otherwise.
Okay. Would you classify the changes as minimal, modest, potentially dramatic?
It depends on the type of producer. For corn and soybean producers, if you think prices are going to remain at the kind of levels we've seen recently, this is a fairly modest change in producer income because these payments are a fairly small share of what farmers earn today. However, for, again, a crop like rice and some of the other crops as well, it's a much more important factor. It may well be the difference between a profit and a loss for many producers in that part of the country.
Okay. Now, the ARC and stacks, you said for cotton. Is that what those were designed for specifically?
The stacks program is specifically for cotton, and it's a crop insurance-based program. It would make payments or indemnity payments to farmers for losses occurred at the county level. So you can look at what happens at the county level yields and prices and do some computations that way to determine whether payments would be available under that program for cotton producers. The ARC program operates for all the other major crops, and it would make payments when either farm or county level revenues fall below 89% of a recent average. So let's say if there's 11% loss or greater, payments would be made. The biggest payment that can be made is 10% of the value of what's called a benchmark based on historical revenues for a particular crop. So that would be like a top-up to current crop insurance in many ways, covering smaller losses that would not be covered by your traditional crop insurance policy.
So what then would the effect be of losing DCP and acre and introducing ARC and stacks?
Well, we estimate that overall the net effect of that would be a little bit lower payments on average. That is to say, we think that the average amount of indemnity payments under stacks and payments to producers under ARC would be a bit less than what farmers are currently getting in direct payments and countercyclical payments and acre payments. So overall, less payments on average. However, the payments the farmers would get would be much more sensitive to market conditions. So if you had a downturn in prices or a lower yield in a particular county or on your farm, you might get more payments under this proposal than you would under current law. So again, a lower average, but more responsive to market conditions.
Okay. And then what would the effect be on crop prices?
It's a mixed effect. Getting rid of direct and countercyclical payments by itself would result in a little bit less production and a little bit higher prices. But on the other hand, introducing these new programs that are tied to how much you plant would actually encourage a bit more production. So we estimate on that the effect on production and prices is very, very small for most crops. We're talking about changes of 1 or 2% being the norm. So we don't expect this to cause a big shift in the amount of crops being produced out there in the countryside.
Okay. And what about the CRP provision of this bill?
The bill proposes to cap the Conservation Reserve Program at 25 million acres by 2017. that the current cap is 32 million acres, but actual enrollment today has been under 30. So we have to take that into account, that, you know, the actual enrollment's been less than what the current cap would specify. We do think this results in a little bit less acreage in the CRP longer term than might have happened otherwise. And that means a few more acres brought back into crop production. But again, we're talking about pretty small changes from where we're starting from here. Maybe another million or 2 acres being produced then that would have been produced otherwise. And that, yes, it has an effect on prices, but the effects are all relatively small.
Okay. And then going back to the Southern farmers' concerns, does this report indicate that they are right in having these concerns?
This is largely a matter of perspective of how you look at things. If your focus is what farmers are getting today, it is certainly true that there would be much larger reductions in payments to rice and peanut farmers, for example, than there would be to producers of corn and wheat. So if your idea is that you should have a farm bill that kind of keeps the current mix of payments, this proposal does not do that. On the other hand, if you compare what the expected payments are relative to what the value of a crop is, it turns out that for most of the major crops, the average payouts under this package would be roughly 2% of the value of the crop. And it's a bit higher for some crops than others, but not dramatically different across the board. So in that sense, it may not look so unequal. So really, this is a matter of perspective. And what's your appropriate point of comparison? Is it current law, or is it what would happen if you had no programs at all?
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think in general, we found this to be a very complicated set of analysis to do because the new ARC program, for example, makes payments that are tied to farm level and county level results, and it's really difficult to try to estimate how revenues might change at that kind of level. So it's been a challenge for us to try to do this. Second thing I'd say is that one thing we did not look at yet is the supplemental coverage option, a possible change in crop insurance provisions that may well prove to be very attractive to some producers. So that's on our list of things to look at next.
Okay, and when will you be I'm sure you've already started that process now, but when can we expect to hear back from you about that?
We're starting the process now. We'll give you a deadline right now. We also have to see where things go on the House side. You know, so far, we've been doing a lot of work for looking at the Senate bill. We expect that the House will be putting together their own bill shortly, and we'll be looking at whatever provisions they put together as well.